This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today?
Good morning, KE2GDQ. Brad, Travis here, K2PCB. Well, so far, not too bad. I'm looking off to the south, like Marilla way, and there's some dark clouds over there. But when I came out the door, I was greeted with some bright sunshine. Though I have to leave the parking lot, I have to go north, drive east, and go south, and get on Broadway. But there is like this really cool line of clouds that it's almost like it was sliced off in the sky. It's kind of neat. And, yeah, I was at first thinking, wow, it's you know, we're like 5 days away from the longest day of the year, actually starting to feel a little like summer with the bright sun in the morning. And then I look over and see some darkness, but it's not over me right now. I still got some of that bright sun in my rear view. But so far, so good. How was your weekend?
Your last transmission dropped about halfway through. I haven't really looked outside much this morning. It was a little bit sunny when I opened up the blinds to the bedroom. But hopefully it's a good day. I have some plans that I want to do today.
Oh, yeah, but involves being outdoors today is a perfect day to do it. A little chilly right now, but I'm sure it'll warm up. We'll see if I drop out again. Kind of weird. We had those issues the other day, too. I was on DMR on a talk group, and I was talking to this guy, Steve, who's in North Carolina. And it was after him that reached out to me because my identifier on DMR says the town that I live in, and he was originally a Batavia resident. And so we got to chatting. I was working on another project. He was kind of busy too, so we talked for a little bit, then we broke away, and he calls back out again, and we start chatting again for a little while. And come to find out, we have a mutual acquaintance. Now, he keeps in contact with this person regularly. It turns out they were a neighbor of mine growing up, who is also a ham. He lived like three doors down, but they had since did some development and put more houses in between. But he lived on the same street as me, the friend of his, and that was kind of cool to make that connection.
That is really cool. They say that there's really about 6 degrees of separation between any two people that you can find those connections, and it's a smaller world than we really think.
And I always think about that too, especially when I'm not that we've done any really really long distance traveling, but when you're cruising along, you've got all this open space, and we talk about there, you know, being no more space, no more land in this country, but there's a lot of it. It's just that we all crowd around the major cities and suburbs, and I think there's a lot to be utilized if we wanted to take advantage of it. Now, I just heard some beeping, so I'm getting notifications on my phone. I wonder if that's what I'm dropping out. So I'm going to guess that when it was dinging just here now, the microphone probably turned off for a second.
I was doing some research on my little radio here and looking at the spec sheet. I always thought this was a little 5-watt radio. Apparently it's a 10-watt radio. It does have a high, medium, and low setting, which I want to go in and look to see where I am transmitting at. But it could be that I'm up as high as 10 watts. Does that make sense?
That's entirely possible. In fact, it should tell you, at least on the models that I have, there's an L, M, and or an H. I guess not an and, the L, M, or H, on your screen. So it'd be in small prints somewhere on there. It probably tells you. That way you can kind of keep an eye on it so you're not using high power when it's unnecessary. So if you forgot on batteries.
Looking at the screen right now, because there's an upper and lower, because I have two sets of channels, in the upper left-hand corner there is an H. I'm definitely going to look into that today to see if that's where it's at. And then, if I can, play with the power a little bit and see, like tomorrow, where you guys pick me up.
Okay, yeah, Ross would definitely be a good an experiment companion for that, as he is listening on RF and cruising along. So long as you're making it into his node, I get you in here either way. Let's see. Yeah, that would be. It definitely sounds like you're on high if you see that little H there. See what else? What else is going on? I finished my laser projects that I was doing for Father's Day. I think I mentioned it, that I was laser engraving on the first 4 feet or so of a tape measure on the backside. And that came out really nice. I had seen that online and gave that a whirl, and that was cool. I did put together a little, Father's Day care package for my dad. And he likes to do puzzles and such. And I got him this one Metal Earth puzzles. He doesn't really do models. He likes puzzles, but these are kind of cool. He likes them. And I got him this Model T car, and he already has that one, so I'm gonna swap that out. But yeah, and I spent a little time putting some games together for Father's Day, just something to do while we were over there. But man, we were already burned out. We didn't even break any of them out, so maybe I'll save them for one of our next gatherings. All right, we mentioned Ross, and I'm sure he's probably in there by now, so maybe we'll see if he's there to jump in the rotation. This is K2PCP.
Good morning, K2PCP and KD2GDQ, KD2PD. Happy Monday.
Well, good morning there, Ross. Two questions to you this morning. How was your weekend? And any, since we're all in here together, any solidifications of the field day location?
Well, my Father's Day is pretty eventful. We did a lot of things. We actually had a little parade in Batavia, so we went to that. We're spending, that's kind of neat. They had a whole bunch of little festivities and everything to do in there. And then Sunday, we went strawberry picking, and I got some items and from Evelyn. So that was all in all a good day. And as far as field day, I got to talk to the guy tonight. And if we don't, I have to figure out something else. But yeah. I think, like I said, I think we could use the front if he's going to use the back. And the front, I was down there, we had a call over the weekend for a smoldering outlet. And we're done with that. I was down there looking around. I think it's doable up in the front, as long as he doesn't need it.
All right, that sounds pretty good. I don't know if it was in a group message or directly to me. Mark was asking about All-Star. What should he be looking into to get started with All-Star? So that's interesting. I did suggest to start by looking at the allstarlink.org website, and And it's up to you if you're interested, Brett, if you wanted to take a look at that as well. Doesn't mean you need to jump on it. Basically, it's what both Ross and I use to connect out to one of the internet-based connection systems. I guess I'll turn it back to Brad. Have you looked into any more radios?
Yeah, I've been doing some research on here and there, looking at some different radios, and like any new hobby, you're like, oh, if you look at some of them, and they're $100, $200, $300 for a radio, and then you look at the next one, it's $2,000. still doing the research. Right now, I'd like to get the antenna up just a little higher, see how that works, and go from there. I could tell Ross was coming in because he starts to break the squelch, but I can't hear him until he gets a little bit closer. This is KE2, GE2.
Oh, so that's an interesting question for you, Ross. Because Brad wanted to do an experiment where he was altering his power between low, medium, and high to see what kind of range he was able to achieve with connecting to you in the morning. It looks like he's configured for high right now. I don't know. You said you started hearing him at a certain point. Do you recall what Ross was saying when you started to pick him up to maybe figure out what kind of range you were getting?
Well, I'm at Schwartz and Broadway, and I can hear him pretty good. So if that's on high power. So if Brad, if you want to, you can switch it on low. I don't know if you're going to make my node. That's going to be the other question. I'm assuming you probably want to do that because that little bullfang is probably going to get pretty hot.
I heard your location is something in Broadway, so I missed that. I'm still getting a little bit of flutter from you. I still have to figure out how to go in and change that setting. I'm going to see if I can find it today. So it may be one of these days, and I'll let you know. When you started, you said you were at something in Broadway. That's when I started hearing you better.
Well, I'll switch over to Travis after this. You're in solid right now to me. And so I can just turn on the pavement, so, from Broadway. So you're in good there. Like I said, if you want, on the front panel, I believe there's a, I think you hit a function key. Maybe not. Maybe not in the bow phase. I'll have to figure that out. But I want to say there's a quick, I think you can hit like a one function, and then it goes right to the one spot in the menu. It goes right to it, and without having to go through, all the other settings. And I think it goes right to it, and it's easy to switch.
Well, I did get my book about the Bofang radio a couple days ago, so I've been reading that. There is a section on how to, and I'm using your quotes here, program. So I'll look at that today and see how to go through the menu and do that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, this weekend is the Rochester Ham Fest. Weather willing, I think Lynn and I are going to cruise out there along with nothing else comes up. And get an eyeball for what kind of used equipment's out there. I haven't been to one in a couple of years, so it'll be nice to check it out. And Lynn was commenting, how she'd be excited to see, non-ham related tables out there, people selling their goods. You do sometimes get that, not a lot, but just something to keep her interested while we're walking around there. I know sometimes I can stop and have long conversations with somebody and she's just standing there and she's not a huge fan of that. Anyway, weather willing, we'll check that out this weekend. And, yeah, that was something about Mr. Sharpross, one of our math teachers in school, passed away so many days ago. And it was cool. You would appreciate this, Brad, where whenever you were talking about or whenever you were giving an answer, you couldn't just give an answer in a number, no matter how simple it was. You always had to include the units, and that was very important. And I think that was maybe in seventh grade, but that was the class that really impressed upon me. You know, never ever ever take units for granted. And if you didn't say the units, you know, he would respond with a question, and the question would be simply, you know, rutabagas, tomatoes. Or something like that, rutabagas, potatoes, and but it always started with rutabagas. Do you remember that, Ross?
Yep, I do. Exactly, that's what he used to teach. Yep, I do remember that. And yeah, we were going to his, as the fire department said, we're going to his house a lot. I don't know, which wasn't a bad thing. It was kind of getting old at the end. Yeah, he would call like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, really? Like, okay. I mean, I get you gotta get up to go, you know, do things, but can't you like wait till morning? Yeah. And I've noticed our call volume has gone down since. So not that it's a bad thing, but yeah, he's just we were there a lot. I gotta say, I bet you I was there probably a couple, at least 100 times myself. So, but. Yeah, it is a sad thing. I liked that guy. I did talk to him once. He didn't recognize me, but I told him what year I graduated, everything. I says I had you for math, and yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, it was a pleasure. He's like, yeah. So, over to Brad.
Yeah, I like his approach. Units are important if you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, I know sometimes when I was at PCB, we would start talking. You know, we always knew that you were either talking picocoulombs or, you know, teraohms or something. But, yeah, units are important. It's how you communicate. And that's how the one of the Mars landers exploded on surface, because someone didn't know their conversion between metric and standard. And, yeah, so it's important.
Yeah, definitely here when you're converting, you know, coulombs per G, and you could easily lose track of it. Yeah, when you're doing the like the conditioner calculations and what kind of gains you should have at the end, and oh yeah, it gets crazy, especially when you're going through multiple gain stages. But, yeah, 6:44, so I'm going to make this my final. I'll let you guys chat on. And, yeah, it's been a pleasure. So far, it looks like it's a nice day. Hopefully you enjoy your day there with what you have planned there, Brad. And we'll talk to you soon. And, Ross, I'll see you on the inside. This is K2PCB. I'm Claire.
Hey, Travis. Sounds good. I'll see you then. So, Brad, I heard you a little bit when you're talking about exploring different radios. Did you happen to pick one yet? I know you're probably pretty busy on weekends as well during the week. So I don't know if you had any downtime to do any Google searching or Amazon searching for a radio.
I did. As I told Travis, I did do some searching, and